rode into town the other day, just me and my daddy. He said I finally reached that age and I could ride next to him on a horse that of course was not quite as wide. We heard a crowd of people shouting, and so we went to find out why. There was that man that my dad said he loved, but today there were tears in his eyes. And I said, Daddy, why are they screaming? Why are the faces of some of them beaming? Why is he dressed in that bright purple robe? I'll bet that crown hurts him more than it shows. Daddy, please, can't you do something? He looks as though he's gonna cry. You said he was stronger than all of those guys. Daddy, please tell me why. Why does everyone want him to die? Later that day, the sky grew cloudy, and Dad said I had to go inside. Somehow we knew that things would get stormy, and boy, was he right. But I could something he had to hide. So after he left, I went to find out. I was not afraid of getting lost, so I followed the crowd to a hill where I knew men had been killed. And I heard a voice come from the cross. It said, Father, I hear them screaming. I see the faces of some of them beaming. I see them casting their lots for my robe. This crown of thorns hurts much more than it shows. Father, please, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. I wanted this cup to pass from my lips. Father, not my will, but thine. Oh, they don't know I have to die. Oh, someday they'll understand why. My precious son, I hear them screaming. The face of the enemy beaming, but soon I will clothe you in robes of my own. Jesus has hurt me much more than you know, but in that dark hour I must do nothing, though I've heard your unbearable cry. The power in your blood washes all sins away. Death will be conquered in 3 nights and days. Look there.